Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey there, it's hump day. It's absolutely beautiful outside your window. Just, you know, take my word for it. Head over there. Take a look out the window. It's nice to have you here. Thank you for joining us. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. If you've been in a collision, Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. Where'd you go, Bren? Turn off all the lights at your house?
No, I'm actually installing some other interface on my other computer, and then USB, it just kind of messed with my webcam. So for now, I'm still here, though. Don't worry.
Okay. I could tell you were because you played the .com thing. Right. Almost like to let me know. Don't worry, I'm here. Where do you do your best thinking, Vinny?
My best thinking?
Mm-hmm.
It depends. I'd say that some of my most important thinking happens in the ocean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've also done some great thinking, I don't know, on the couch. Oh. Walking along the beach, I go for a walk sometimes, and we'll sort of get some
hash it out
stuff
in your own
sorted
head.
Out.
Right.
Sure, yeah, it's something like that, though. You know, go outside to breathe fresh air, try to walk it off, and come up with some conclusions. How about you?
Well, this reporter is just going to tell you the story here. I don't want to confirm or deny that I'm a person who does my best thinking on the toilet, but Angus Young does. And that is where he came up with the song Highway to Hell.
He was, you know what? Can I just tell you something? Next time you get, if you get a story about an all-time classic song that I absolutely love, and it's something that's going to possibly taint or
smell up the
legacy of such a classic, then bury it. Throw it away. Flush it. Whatever you need to do.
Think it's a nice confirmation for people who are like, well, I do, you know, that's that one place I sit. And that's where I do all my good thinking. Angus Young came up with Highway to Hell on the toilet. He was, he did an interview with Apple Music. So I guess that they're confirming this. He and his brother Malcolm had come up with some of the music for the da-na-na, 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 ba-na-na, ba-na-na. Yeah, the classic riff. So simple. Why didn't I think of it? You know, that kind of riff. They had come up with the music, and then he's like, oh, I got to go do, you know, I got something to do. I'll be right back. Back in a few minutes. Back in 20. And
20?
I don't know. Well, you don't know how long it takes. You'd think it would take a while to write Highway to Hell, but no, it came right up with it. Nature called. Inspiration struck.
Oh, God.
He says, I was in the toilet, and I was there, and I'm sitting and thinking. I'm just sitting on the throne, more or less.
English. He's Australian.
I'm trying to do Australian. That's not Australian?
No.
Oh, I was in the toilet, and I was there, and I'm sitting and thinking. that closer?
Yeah, that's great.
I'm just sitting there on the throne, more or less.
You get to throw in a Foster's.
Foster's, yeah, Australian for beer.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
But I think I've got it. I've got it. He yelled three times. I got this idea in my head. See? I don't know. It just feels like a mashup of things that don't sound English or Australian. But either way, that's my Angus Young impersonation. They go, yeah, stop dying. Speed limit. Nobody gonna take me down. Anyway, Highway to Hell, written on the. I have that one name for it that I can't say. The Pooper. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Anyway, I just thought you'd enjoy it, and I'd like to hear
what
people do their best
thinking. Can I tell you
something
I read just the other day? Might have even been yesterday. They were talking about how Bon Scott, the singer on this song, passed away before they made their all-time greatest album, the one that, you know, is it's probably still on the charts.
Back in Black. Absolutely.
Back in Black. So Bon Scott was alive when they started to write the music for that.
Yes.
And there was a point where they got together. The lead singer showed up because they didn't live together. You know, these bands live in separate locations.
Together in one van.
But he showed up and he did some drumming on the demos. I guess he was originally a drummer. And so there's Bon Scott helping them sort of a little bit get these songs built that are going to become their best album of all time. And he's drumming on the demos as the guitar players are working out these classic songs. And then he dies before he gets to put his voice on their biggest album ever.
You know, there's some controversy over this because I, too, have heard this story. And I'm telling you, 20 years ago, I heard demos of this with a scratch vocal from Bon Scott on them. But go ahead.
What he said, why can't I think of it? Angus said about that is, no, he never sang on any of it. He did the drums, and that was something he came and visited them, and they did these drums to get these demos together, but he never laid any vocals down.
You know what's crazy? Those tapes, which I have listened to many times, actually, they do sound just like Bond. They're the same song, but they're really different. I mean, Brian Johnson came in there and just took it all up two octaves, basically. You know, so I have heard that there's, you know, obviously if Angus Young is saying it, then this has to be someone else singing on these.
Angus says it's a pretty his convincing... only contribution to those albums before he passed was to drum on the demos.
So awful. What an absolute waste of a talented. I wonder if those would have been as big if he had, like, there was a lot of news about it. I mean, they had hits for sure. But, you know, then Brian Johnson comes in and then the album is absolutely epic.
Yep.
I wonder if it would have been as big if it had been Bon Scott on there.
It's pretty classic, so I bet it would have been. I think that was just creativity at its peak power. And I think all creative people have a peak moment or a peak. And even though their next thing after their peak is still good.
Sure. It doesn't quite get to that point.
It's like that lightning in a bottle, as they say, that thing. Everything fell into place and you did it. And you couldn't have planned it, but it happened. Yeah, it's just sad because they were talking about the singer and they said he was he's one of those guys. First of all, they're in a band, so they tour, right? So they're just used to that. They're touring people. They're around. Right. They make friends everywhere they go. He's like, Bon would meet someone and disappear for a weekend and drink moonshine with these people like he's known them all his life and show back up 2 days later and you'd be like, where have you been? I was with my mates. You just go. Everyone would go, you don't know those guys. What are you
doing? I do now.
Yeah.
Well, I do now, friend. Fair dinkum.
Anyway, sorry about the AC/DC moment.
Sure. Look, I like having an AC/DC moment.
It was a toilet thing, right? I forgot.
Yep. Highway to Hell on the toilet. Okay. I'm just going to read you this piece from ABC News. All right. I'm going to read this to you because I read it. And I don't know about this, but although I want to say it strikes a note, I'm going to guess you know about this. The Network. It's a band that is, I'm just reading this now. The Network, a band that is definitely not Green Day, will be performing this week on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon. The group, which certainly does not consist of the basket case rockers wearing masks and playing new wave music, is set to take the stage on the NBC talk show this Friday, February 26th. They go on to say, you might be forgiven for thinking that the network is indeed Green Day in disguise, being that their lead singer sounds exactly like Billy Joe Armstrong, or the bassist, Mike Dirnt, said of Green Day. Said that the network was, in fact, Green Day. But you could be wrong. The network has continued to deny any connection to the punk trio. They say, we've often been mistaken as the planet's greatest rock and roll band, Green Day. This earthly comparison is almost as comical as the humans that inhabit this dying planet. Even the NBC website, this is on ABC, by the way, the NBC website seems confused, referring to network as rumored to be a secret project of the well-known band Green Day. The network released an album called Money Money 2020 Part 2, We Told You So, last December. Mm-hmm. It's their first, the network put out another record 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. Green Day, meanwhile, just dropped a new song. They've got a new song we'll play here called Here Comes the Shock to follow their 2020 album, Father of All... Mm-hmm. Do you know about this band, The Network?
So what I have seen, and I don't have the time anymore to sort of research every curiosity, but they're on their Instagrams, they often bat Green Day, often badmouths these network people. They say bad things about the people in the network. Oh. They say they're nasty copycats of us, the greatest band. But I've never seen, and I went, oh, that's funny. So there's some band out there, you know, biting Green Day's, you know, deal.
Turns out this is just their backdoor way of promoting a different... There appear to be six people in this band, and one of them plays a guitar. They're apparently a new wave band. Maybe right, this is their nod to Devo. I don't know. Were you able to find me some network music?
So I pulled the most recent album here. If you want to listen to some
this
of
is
it.
Money Money 2020 Part 2.
It's a trip because at first I'm like, I don't know, because it's certainly new wave. Let's just start with the first one, Herd Immunity here.
And when you're staring at the crowd, you see the defectors among us. We are the one.
Here's Degenerate. And then here's Pizzagate, which is like super experimental.
So this is just Green Day's outlet.
But wait, this last one that I pulled is the one I wanted you to hear.
Okay, all right.
Theory of Reality.
Yeah, that's what is the theory of reality?
Okay. I love it.
I love them for this. I think this is really
if you look up
adorable
online, mm-hmm. Green Day side projects, you get Pinhead Gunpowder, The Frustrators, The Network, Foxborough Hot Tubs, The Cover-Ups, The Long Shot, and a few other things.
Oh,
so they just... Their creativity cannot be contained.
They are amazing. They really can't be. Honest to God, even during the pandemic, I mean, they've actually been more productive, like constantly new things. Unreal. Did you happen to grab the new Green Day song? The official Green Day, not the network. It's called Here Comes the Shock, and it's a follow-up.
I'm ready.
I'm ready for it, too. I guess that Bryn hasn't grabbed it yet, so we'll give him a second to do it. This non-Green Day band... This isn't Green Day, they say, over and over. All right, so there is Here Comes the Shock, a new Green Day song. I actually like the one, the network song. that we just heard.
I love that one too. Yeah, it's fine. I love them both.
Non-Green Day band, because I guess it's Green Day with three extra members. The Network are performing on Jimmy Fallon, it looks like, on Friday night. They always have a band on at the end. So if you are like, what are you guys talking about? That's what we're talking about. The Network, which isn't Green Day, technically, is playing on Fallon. All right, MTV Unplugged. We've talked about this a couple times this week.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Maybe right. Late last week. BTS made history as the first Korean act to headline MTV Unplugged, and it happened last night. Their own standalone MTV Unplugged special going down in history with the likes of Pearl Jam, Mariah Carey, Eric Clapton, Tony Bennett, Lauryn Hill, of course Nirvana, very famously, and actually sold kajillions of records based on their MTV Unplugged. So let's hear it. Now, let me ask you this before you play this for me. Did you listen to some of this, and is it in fact acoustic? Or is it really?
It's not acoustic. I mean, they plugged in some instruments. It seems like they have a band. There were certainly some outfit changes is what caught my eye.
Yeah, I was very confused. How many outfit changes they have?
Yeah, they it's a full on.
Why?
Yeah.
Each song had different outfits.
So I have the videos ready for you guys. So you can comment on their amazing attire. Hold on 1 second. You see this guy? Like how?
Oh, he looks so pensive.
And their microphones are all different colors too.
Oh, this—he's got a beautiful purple microphone.
A Coldplay cover. It's Fix You.
Oh yeah, this one's good.
Okay.
Oh, is it? Very boy-bandish.
That's one of my favorite songs, and that sucks. Give me another one.
All right, here's another one.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if they misunderstood the. So they're just seated. Like, how does that? That's not unplugged.
Yeah, well, and
then
also
they stand up and change their clothes.
That keyboard going.
Yeah, totally.
The whole thing is also not acoustic. I mean, maybe they're.
Well, that's what I mean. The only thing they've changed is they're not dancing. They're just seated.
Oh, my God. And ruining that song, by the way. Okay, next thing up for grabs on there.
Even the set changes.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. These guys are in a loft office space with a bunch of IKEA furniture around, and they're wearing cool hipster clothes and sitting on couches.
They're supermodel boys.
This is... not really what I was expecting. I guess
good-looking kids, man.
They are good-looking kids, and you know what? This isn't for me, but I'm sure the people who love them love this. So good for them.
Have to play you the one main one because Dynamite's the biggest hit.
All right, this is okay.
So and then they changed for this one too.
They changed it back. Now they're all in white suits, and there do seem to be people with electric guitars on behind them.
Maybe wearing your mom's pants are in. You better hide your pants, Sarah.
I don't know where the unplugged part comes into this, and how come there are two extra guys in this shot? I thought there were only five guys in this band.
There's like a bunch. Like a Rolling Stone.
See someone I'm walking on, jump off to the That's top an electric of the guitar behind them.
Right.
Just for the record.
And a keyboard.
And a keyboard. And a keyboard. This day, haven't ready hit a baseball. I'm ready. Life is sweet as honey. Yeah, it's a speech train like Marty. Dude, that guy's trying to steal my hair. Okay, that's a major disappointment. I really expected these boys to, you know, be, there was a roaring fire and an acoustic guitar.
They are wearing white tuxedos in this shot.
That's right.
And we did talk about that just yesterday.
It's the most high-end you can go.
It's the highest
the formalist
level of dress
of the formal.
For a male.
Charles. What was that? Was it Krista? Is that her name? The chick?
Yeah. Krista, you interviewed.
Oh, my God. She loved BTS.
I miss our intern.
She is probably so mad at me right now. By the way, their white tuxedos are satiny.
Yeah.
Like the knees are pretty shiny.
Mm-hmm. Shiny.
Oh, boy. Next story. Let's move on. I can't get out of here. there's a show on Boomerang.
Yeah.
It's called Scooby-Doo and Guess Who? And just like the title sounds, it's the animated Scooby-Doo and gang. And they have a special... guest cartoon drawing of a real person who joins them solving a mystery that is presented in this week's episode or whatever. So it's on Boomerang, Scooby-Doo, and Guess Who? Here's their old friend. Here we go.
Wi-Fi inside.
What's up, mystery gang? I was starting to think you guys were a no-show.
Jinkies, it's
singer, songwriter, musician, and total rock god, Axl Rose.
No. What?
That's supposed to be
what
Axl
just
Rose.
Happened?
The Axl Rose just made an appearance on Scooby-Doo. Go ahead, roll a little more.
Yeah, we keep going.
Sure.
Up there. Hold on.
Axl, what brings you to a diner on Route 66? Are you on tour?
Why, no, Daph. Axl is the friend that Scoob and I came here to meet. Hi, Axl Rose.
Hey, how you doing, my brothers? Yeah.
And now an elaborate hand, fist, bump, shake. Very un-COVID friendly.
Rose of Guns N' Roses is friends with Shaggy and Scooby?
Ooh.
Okay, so... all right.
So there you go. I don't know if there's if they're looking for like a drug deal. I don't know what the mystery is this week, but that's what Axl Rose is doing these days. Look, we're all very bored in the pandemic and we all make bad decisions. So
I just want to say this again real quick in his defense, not of that, but just that Axl, when I saw them live, sounded unbelievable. Like so good, you can't believe it. So
good,
whatever that's
you can't
worth.
Believe it. Like it might have been taped.
No, I can't believe it. Like you've seen the pictures. You've known they've been out of music for a long time. You sort of question whether they could possibly still pull it off. And then I saw them live. At, I'm sorry. Is it Oracle Park now?
I guess
I saw them live at Oracle Park, and they were unbelievable. Guns N' Roses was great.
They ripped the name off that place. They had to rename it after they were done with it. All right, I'm done. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, people loved your Australian accent. I'll read you the text the
next time around. Oh, great. I can't wait to hear that.
Down there.
Get off me, man. I'm trying.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.